Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the ups and downs of life, especially when that to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt. Today we're diving into something deeply personal, something that can be a game changer for anyone feeling stuck in a loop of self-criticism. Cultivating self-compassion and practicing forgiveness, both towards ourselves and others. Ever felt like you're constantly running against an internal critic? You know, the voice that whispers, you messed up, or you should have done better, even when you're giving it your all? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to silence that inner critic and replace it with a little kindness, a touch of understanding? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about, treating ourselves with the same love, care, and support we'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. So, how do we cultivate this superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. Firstly, recognize your humanness. We're not robots programmed for perfection. Mistakes happen, setbacks occur, and sometimes life throws curveballs our way. Embracing these imperfections is crucial. Think of it like learning a new skill. You don't become a virtuoso overnight, right? You stumble, you learn, you keep practicing. Same goes for life. Secondly, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts chirping, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Or, would I say this to a friend? Often, our self-criticism is exaggerated and unfair. By questioning these thoughts, we can start to loosen their grip on us. Remember, you're allowed to have off days, to make mistakes, to not have all the answers. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. Pay attention to your emotions and sensations without judgment. When you feel stress or anxiety creeping in, take a moment to breathe deeply, notice your surroundings, and simply be present. This can help create a sense of calm and detachment from those negative thought spirals. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that mental movie playing on repeat. Fourthly, be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a loved one. Engage in activities that bring you joy, nourish your body with healthy food, prioritize sleep, and carve out time for self-care. Remember, you deserve kindness, just as much as anyone else. Finally, extend forgiveness. Holding on to grudges, whether towards ourselves or others, only hurts us in the long run. Practice letting go of past hurts and embracing forgiveness as a path to freedom and peace. It's not about condoning hurtful actions, but rather releasing the grip those experiences have on your heart and mind. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you spilled coffee all over yourself right before an important meeting. You might feel embarrassed, frustrated, maybe even tempted to beat yourself up for it. But what if, instead of letting that moment define your day, you took a deep breath, acknowledged the spill with kindness, oops, happens to the best of us, cleaned up the mess, and continued on with your meeting? That's self-compassion in action, turning a potential disaster into an opportunity for grace and resilience. Think about it. How many times have you held yourself back because of past mistakes or perceived shortcomings? How much energy do you spend dwelling on what could have been done differently? Cultivating self-compassion can be transformative. It's like unlocking a hidden reservoir of strength, resilience, and joy within yourself. So, I urge you to take these takeaways to heart. Practice recognizing your humanness, challenge those negative thoughts, engage in mindfulness, be kind to yourself, and extend forgiveness. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We all stumble, we all learn, and most importantly, we all deserve a little love and kindness along the way. Ready to make self-compassion a daily practice? Share your thoughts with me. What resonates most with you? Tag me on social media or leave a comment below. Let's keep this conversation going, because remember, together we can create a world where everyone feels empowered to embrace their authentic selves, flaws and all. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.